house you are gone. We worship you for the privilege of knowing you and our relationship with you. Father, bring upon this service tonight. Let not one person leave here the same way. Thank you, Master, for hearing. And thank you for answering. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. One more time, I welcome everyone here tonight to this auspicious presence of God. Also welcome everyone connected online from all across the world, and especially our locations everywhere. We're sorry for the transmission challenge you had. The weather here must have affected transmission, but I'm sure that you are receiving something right now. This evening, the whole of this month has been so impactful. People have been talking about how much God has touched them and blessed them by the message series of this month. Tonight, we are looking at dividends of existence at the top. Dividends. The profit, the benefits of existence at the top. Actually, our objective is to understand what it pays to exist at the top. And then also to understand what it takes to exist at the top. What it pays to exist at the top and what it takes to exist at the top. In Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 all the way to verse 4, the Bible said, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thy eyes round about and see, they are just gathering themselves together to you. They come to you. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. 5. Then shalt thou see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee." The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Now, speaking tonight, it's important to note that some of the things I'm going to be talking about are things that we came across when we mentioned the necessity of existence at the top. Because in those necessities we dealt with on Sunday, we also saw the profit and the dividends of existence at the top. But there are a few things, two or three things I want you to take note of naturally and generally concerning top level existence. And the first thing is that whereas the top is mostly free, the ground is always crowded. In life generally, the top places are mostly free. Ground level are generally crowded. That is natural. And it's as it is in the natural, so it is in the spiritual. You want to travel to America. You didn't book on time. Or you want to travel to the UK. You didn't book on time. And you wanted to book coach or economy class. And they say, "Oh, it's filled. You need to book maybe like 2 or 3 weeks ahead." But in case you are looking for more space, there is space in business class. But that costs you more. And there is space, of course, in first class most times. You go to a hotel that has plenty rooms and chalets and so on, and they say the single rooms are all booked. What is available now is the executive suit, the VIP suit, or the presidential suit. That's available. It's always available, just that you need to pay more. All truths are parallel. That man that was crippled and paralyzed, when his friends brought him to Jesus in Mark chapter 2, when the ground was crowded, there was only one space left. That was the roof. And they went and broke the roof, because there nobody was staying. That is one thing we must understand.
that the top place is mostly free. The ground is always congested. Number two, this is geography. They told us in geography that the higher you go, the cooler it becomes. And it's very easy to understand. Because when the sun hits the earth reflects back the heat and the rays of the sun. So the ground level is hot. When you go up, the heat reduces. When you fly very high, at times if you look at the temperature reading, the aircraft monitor will be telling you about minus 20 something, minus something something degrees up there. The higher you go in life, the cooler it becomes, except that the hotter it may become from envious people. Everything else will be cool, but envy will be heated. You have to be warned about that. Confrontations and enemy kind of distractions may become heated. These are generalizations that we must bear in mind as we go up. Now, what are the specific things that we must understand concerning the top? Number one, the dividends of the top. Number one, the top place is the place of advantage. Is a place of advantage. It's a vantage position. Proverbs 22:29. Seest thou a man that is diligent in his business? He will stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. It's a place of advantage. It's a vantage position. From where you see farther, you see clearer, you see brighter. It's a place of advantage. I sat briefly as a member of the Board of Regents of the Covenant University, the equivalent of, council. And during the graduations, we were there. And the students were made, and that was the first time I was seeing people graduating like 20 or 30 or 50 first class from one department. In our time, it maybe it's like one first class in a whole season or a whole graduation. They will make every other person else to stand up and release the declaration for their graduation. But those who got first class per department were asked to shake the hands of the vice chancellor on behalf of the rest. They were receiving impartation for life on behalf of others. Is that easy? Can they anoint another person's head for you? In fact, the person that, because in the first class, their grades are still higher. There are those 5.0 something. The person that is the best overall will receive extra impartation, extra awards. It's a position of advantage. I was in the Benue State University graduation this year as well. And they mentioned those who graduated and they stood up and they released them. But those who had the first class were to come up still and shake hands. And then they came to all those who got PhDs. They mentioned those with masters and then PhDs from all faculties. And all of them were also meant to come out and shake the hands. Yes, all the PhDs. I'm going somewhere. At a point when they saw that their number was plenty, because some of us, our schedule would not permit us to stay to the end of the graduation and wanted to go. They said, all right, you know what? We have taken enough of the PhDs. Please, the rest of you can go back. I saw a woman who had amputated leg, who had PhD, also coming on the line, along with the others that were told to go back. So I just whispered to the vice chancellor. I said, please, finish shaking their, let them finish shaking their hands. They have come so far, and their effort to arrive at this level must be commended. So he announced it. Oh, Dr. Pastor Enenchi has said that we should have ensure that all of them have their handshake and that they can wait for this to happen. Am I communicating? All of them had their handshake. And then I went and shook the hands of the woman with the amputated leg. And I told to her, we are going to assist you fix a prosthetic leg. See where I'm going. If she did not fit into the class of those who needed to come out for the handshake, nobody would have noticed that there was an amputated leg among. And nobody would have said, we'll pay the money to fix the leg. To be in the pit, there are opportunities you lack. I am still going to come to that. It puts you, you are in the position of advantage. When there are cases before a judge and everybody is seated and there is a senior advocate of Nigeria there, he sits in front and the most senior advocate, the most senior, they will take his case first. Mention first and then they will take the next one first before the other. If you like, you have enough age to burn the one that is SAN. They will take his case before you. That is how it is everywhere in life. Don't be angry with what I'm saying. Your only anger is to rise to the top. Somebody say a loud amen. Lift your right hand and say, I am rising to the top. I refuse the pit. I rise to the top. Oh no, so the top place is the place of advantage. Number two, the top place is the place of possibilities. When you go up, things that used to look big become small. Have you ever flown an aircraft very, very high? A couple of times you flew across this glory dome here. You see a big house looking like a matchbox. You see a cow looking like a matchstick. You see a car running like an ant. When you were down, it looked so big. When you went up, it looked so small. Until you are wondering, why did it look so big before? In Job chapter 39, verse 28 and 29 says, talking about the eagle, he said, that eagle dwelleth and abideth on the rock, upon the crag of the rock, and the strong place. From thence she seeketh the prey, and her eyes behold afar off. Just up there, you can see everything. Things that look big now look small. Am I communicating? There is a certain level where you hang around. Talk of billions, it sounds like talking in thousands. It doesn't shake you. In those days, if they mentioned 10 million, you moved. 10 whole million. Today they are talking 10 billion, you are normal. They talk 100 billion, you are calm. Because you are operating in a realm where big things are looking small now. I see somebody step there. Every micro mentality in your life, in your mind, is destroyed right now. If you believe that, say loud amen. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Number three, the top place is the place of natural favor. Favor is natural at the top. Stars don't beg for favor. Did you hear what I just said? Stars don't beg for favor. Proverbs chapter 19 verse 4. He said, wealth maketh many friends. The same way with stars, they have so many friends. But the poor is separated from his neighbor. The one who is in the pit, even his neighbor does not want him. Poverty is a destruction. Mediocrity is a calamity. Proverbs chapter 14 verse 20. Proverbs 14, 20. He said, the poor is hated even of his own neighbor. Anyway, you see that poor, yes, put the low, the average, the mediocre. But the rich has many friends, even the ones they are not looking for. Proverbs 19:7. That one is more brutal. More brutal. All the brethren of the poor do hate him. If the man... Many of you have experienced what I'm saying from experience. All the brothers of a failure, they hate him. How much more do his friends go far from him? He persuaded them with words. Yet they are wanting. He's chasing them with words. They are running. Give me another translation. The Good News Bible, the Living Bible. I'd like you to be angry. Even the relatives of a poor person have no use for him. No wonder he has no friends. No matter how hard he tries, he cannot win any. All the brothers of a poor man, a failure, they hate him. How much more do his friends abandon him? He pursued them with words, but they are gone. Say that word with a chop. When you are down on your luck, even your family avoids you. Yes, even your best friends wish you would get lost. If they see you coming, they look the other way. Out of sight, out of mind. Somebody say, I can never be at that level. Somebody say, I can never be at that level. See, now, the reason why this is very important is if people run away from you, can you preach to them? If people avoid you, can you influence them? And we are to exist in this world as kingdom influencers. I'm going to come up onto that. There is nothing we want to seek that is for the purpose of just seeking it, but for the advantage of the kingdom. The people that they should be running to, most times are people who have nothing to offer them. Occultic people, who may be successful. Killers, who may be successful. Successful in quote. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? They are wanting to him. Favor is natural. Take your seat. Yesterday we were invited for the 75th anniversary celebration of the independence of Israel. And I was there. Actually, it was meant to hold on a Wednesday. This between us. I don't know how many of us, but he said they wanted us to be there by all means. And I said, no, but Wednesday is our midweek service. It's okay, they will shift the time to us much later. All right, go ahead and shift the time. Eventually, they eventually shifted it all the way from Wednesday to Tuesday. So we're there yesterday. God's servant Daddy Gio was there, and several other people were there. Ambassadors of various nations, everybody was there. The whole place road was jammed with all manner of anybody who has anything to do with anything. They were there. He introduced, the government official introduced, the GO introduced ourselves. and then welcomed everybody. Okay, so I won't go beyond that. Now, but this is where I'm going. While we were there, some top people that are already on the top in their realms came to where we were and said, I have been watching you. I'm now seeing you in person. All right? I've been trying to see how I can see you. So, see me here. Now, I was found there and they were found there. Because of where they were in their realm, they were qualified to be in that place. And because they were in that place, they could access somebody that they felt they couldn't have accessed otherwise. They got phone numbers free of charge. Oh, you need my number? Have it. Some, the children who passed through school here. Oh, my son was in so-and-so school. That's the name of my son. Oh, really? Do you understand what I'm talking about? So, there are certain places you must be found. So that you can cut across certain levels of impact. Am I speaking to somebody here at all? I see somebody seated here today. Before this month is over, God will take you where you belong. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, say amen like you are a believer. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest believers amen. Look at your neighbor, say I am moving to that place where favor is natural. Where relatives and friends won't be running from me. Where I won't be chasing people with words and they are running. I am stepping into that place where people will be running towards me even when I am not calling. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. The top place is a place of natural favor. Favor is natural. Number four, the top place is the place of opportunities and responsibilities. When I mentioned advantage, that was general. But this one is now specific opportunities and responsibilities. Because Joseph was on top of his game in Egypt. Look at what Pharaoh said to him in Genesis 41. 15 and 16. Genesis 41, 15 and 16. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. Pharaoh looks like he's from somewhere in Nigeria here. Because look at the English. And I have heard say, how many of you know I hear say, that's what Pharaoh is saying in and using past tense. And I have heard say of thee that I think Pharaoh must be from somewhere here, that thou can understand a dream to interpret it. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. Long story made short. All the magicians in Egypt, nobody could give answer. The one that is on top of them called Joseph. He wasn't a magician. He was a spiritual person. That one got the opportunity to step into the palace and become anything he wanted to become. And got the responsibility of administering the whole of Egypt. What you can do is the doorway to where you are meant to be in life. There is a place you are meant to be in life. The question is, what can you do? What can you do? What you can do, what you can do, what you can do is the doorway to where you are meant to be in life. Where God has shown you in vision, and shown you in revelation, and shown you in dreams. Genesis chapter 41. Verse 39 to verse 44. We saw how Joseph took charge. That was Joseph. And then what about David? David got opportunity to go to the palace. And the opportunity and the responsibility of being the ADC of Saul. Because he was on the top of his game. In 1 Samuel chapter 16 and in verse 18. 1 Samuel 16, 18. Then answered one of the servants and said, "Behold, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, that he is cunning in playing and a mighty valiant man and a man of war and prudent in matters and a comely person, and the Lord was with him." And the Lord was with him. And Saul invited him, verse 21. And David came to Saul and stood before him. And he loved him greatly, and he became his ADC, armor bearer. He became his personal security. He became his most personal staff. That opportunity came, and that responsibility came because he was found on the top. If he was just found on the ground or found among instrumentalists, nobody will ask for him. Nobody will recommend him. The top place is a place of opportunities and responsibilities. What you know how to do is the way into what God has designed for you to do and to become. Number five. The top place is the place of natural influence. That is, existing at the top in what you do makes you to become an influence over nations, influence over institutions. We mentioned some of this on Sunday. Influence over kingdoms. Genesis 41, 40 to 41. Look at what Pharaoh said. He said to Joseph, "Thou shalt be over my house, and according to your word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou." And Pharaoh said, See, I have set you over all the land of Egypt. And in verse 44, he said, "I am Pharaoh." And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, "I am Pharaoh. And without you shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt." That is, I give you the whole of this nation. Influence them. Ola, ola. I give you the whole of Egypt. Anything you want to tell them, anyone you want them to worship, let them worship. Anything you want to tell them, tell them. Am I communicating? Is God speaking to somebody here? If anyone here that God is speaking to, say a louder amen. Anyone that God is speaking to here, shout the louder, say amen. If God is speaking to you, shout the loud most, say amen. When I was in the medical school, there was a consultant. Who was a Christian? I cannot remember clearly, but I think he was a military man who was a consultant in his specialty, good, big specialty. As he teaches, he chips things inside his teaching that will never leave your mind. For he was the one I heard from that a child had malice and bitterness with the father, and because of that, that child had leukemia, had bone cancer, and then. After they met a doctor, maybe it was himself or somebody else, and they counseled her to go and forgive the father, the cancer disappeared in 6 weeks from the blood. A person is teaching. He came to teach medical students, and he's giving a story inside the teaching that is pointing people towards God and teaching morals that will live with these people for. That is the purpose of influence. That God, that the higher you go, the more you have the opportunity to reach out to a greater number of people. And that opportunity becomes an influence that can become positive. Somebody say amen. I had a consultant of a physician and gynecologist. I worked with him. The beginning of every clinic session was prayer. Every surgery in the theater would be prayer before commencement. That is, he had an identity that was not hid. Someone say aloud, amen. You heard of Kaká, the footballer of Brazil, who had his jersey under his, what is it, the jersey, and he wrote, "Jesus is Lord. I belong to Jesus." T-shirt. After he scores a goal, millions of fans around the world will link him with Jesus. The Jesus that all the demon-possessed people hate, me, I belong to him. And if you love me, you must love my Jesus. If you love me, you must love my Jesus. I belong to Jesus. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? I belong to Jesus. If you see this World Cup, this cup I am holding, then Jesus has a hand in it. Who says that you need to join the cult before you can make a mark in your world? Who says that you need to join the occult or become a member of the secret society before you can be successful in life? The Jesus people are the most successful on the face of the earth. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, shout a louder believer, say amen. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise as you take your seat. Please, everything I am saying today is not what we acquire, whether it's the advantage or the favor or the opportunities or the influence. None of it is for the purpose of what we do on the earth here. Because the Bible said, what shall he profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose his soul? All of it is what is usable for the kingdom. Am I communicating at all? All of it is for the purpose of what is usable for the kingdom. Number five. Or number six now. The top place facilitates abundance naturally. Abundance. You don't need to be a thief if you will reach the top of what you do. It facilitates abundance naturally. In Genesis 41, verse 41 to 44, we saw how abundance came to Joseph. We cannot read that now because of time. In Daniel chapter 2, verse 46 to 48. Then King Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and worshipped Daniel and commanded that they should offer an oblation and sweet odors unto him. The king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth it is that your God is a God of gods and a Lord of kings and a revealer of secrets, seeing thou could reveal this secret. Then the king made Daniel a great man, gave him many great gifts, made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon, and chief of the governors over all the wise men in Babylon. Great man with great abundance. Isaiah 45 verse 1 to 3. We saw Cyrus. Thus said the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have hold him, to subdue nations before him. I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. And I will give unto you the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, I am the God. I'm taking you up as a king, literally as the king of the earth, but I'm going to decorate you with resources. For what purpose? Verse 14. He will build my cities. He will build my cities. 13. I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. He will build my city, and I shall let go my captives, not for price, not for reward, saith the Lord of hosts. God says, I want to take you up and give you money. And I want you to use that money to spread my gospel. Zechariah chapter 1, verse 17. Thy cities, through prosperity, shall be spread abroad. I want to take you up like I took David up. And David used his resources in 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 1 all the way to verse 4. How he, out of his proper good, he used his money to build a temple. God said, I want to take you up. And when you have gone up, I will decorate you with resources. And you'll use it to impact your world. That was number 5, right? Number 7. The top place is the place of authority and voice. The place of authority and voice. When God takes you up, you become a generational opinion leader. What did I call it? A generational opinion leader. A generational decision maker. A generational opinion leader. A generational decision maker. A generational voice of note. You have a say in your generation. Nobody can say, what is that one saying? You have a say. And what you say matters. You have a say. And what you say matters. We saw Joseph of Arimathea on Sunday. Matthew 27. And in verse 57. When he spoke. We also see the example of Queen Esther. I'm sure you were in church on Sunday. And how Joseph of Arimathea went to Pilate to make demands for the body of Jesus. Esther, in Esther chapter 7, verse 3 to 4, look at Esther. Esther was able to audaciously go to the king. Then Esther the queen answered and said, if I have found favor in thy sight, O king, and if it please the king, let my life be given me at my petition, and my people at my request. For we are sold. I can't be here. And a wicked man by the name Haman has paid people money to eliminate my people, and I keep quiet. Open it up. For we are sold. I am my people to be destroyed, to be slain, to perish. Even if we have been sold for bond men and bond women to become slaves, that would have been better for us. I would have held my peace. Although the enemy could not countervail the king's damage. What did the king say? Then the king Ahasuerus answered and said unto Esther the queen, who is he and where is he that presume in his heart to do so? Ola, ola. The lion in the king arose. My wife is among those that are about to be killed and her people. Who is he? Two questions at once. Who is he? Where is he? I'm sure you know the implication of the question. Who is he? Where is he? Bless him. Then the king, yes, the next verse, to presume in his heart to do so. And Esther said, the adversary, the enemy, is this same wicked Haman that is sitting in front of you now. Then Haman was afraid before the king and the queen. And the king, arising from the banquet of wine in his anger, went into the palace garden to calm down his head. And Haman stood up to make request for his life to Esther the queen. For he saw that there was evil determined against him by the king. Then the king returned out of the palace garden to the place of the banquet of wine. And Haman was falling on the bed whereon Esther was. Then the king said, what? Will he force the queen also? Is he also a rapist in this house? As the word went out of the king's mouth, they covered Haman's face with the black hood that they normally cover people that are on death sentence. Just covered him with the black hood. That is, king, talk no further. We know the end. Matter solved. He's a dead man walking. Dead man walking. And somebody said, for your information, the gallows he prepared for Mordecai is also standing in his house. Oh, really? Hang him there. All these things happened because there was a woman of authority who had a voice of authority, who needed to speak when somebody needed to speak. If she wanted, she alone could have been safe in the house of the king. If she wanted, she alone could have been safe in the house of the king. If she wanted, she could be safe in the house of the king as the queen, and her people will be killed. But she said, I cannot keep quiet. Why do we speak of the evils in our nation? Is it because we cannot survive anywhere? For your information, there are many nations of the world that will consider it a privilege if we arrive there today. There are nations where presidents received us. Am I communicating? Not just on this continent. I mean, where people of influence at all levels. But something must be said by those who need to say them for the devil to find his level. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? I prophesy upon you today, the voice of authority that my God is giving you today, no devil shall cut it off. You shall speak and your generation shall hear. You shall speak and your generation shall hear. Shout the loudest, amen. Shout the loudest, amen. Did anybody receive something here tonight? Take your seat and let me round off. So place it on the screen and let the people go after it with me. That the top place, number one, is what? Is a place of advantage. It's a vantage position. Number two, the top place is a place of possibilities. Number three, the top place is a place of natural favor. Number four, the top place is a place of opportunities and responsibilities. Number five, the top place is a place of natural influence. Number six, the top place facilitates abundance naturally. And number seven, the top place is the place of authority and voice. How do you access the top? There are so many things we need to do to be at the top. 30 Secrets to the Top is a summary of the things we need to do. If you haven't read that book, go ahead. Dr. Maurice Cerullo of Blessed Memory saw that book and decided that all his partners should get a copy of the book. He ordered 5,000 copies of that book, which we sent, and we gave them a manuscript and permission to print right there for distribution. What are the things? Number one is the pursuit of God. The pursuit of God. God's servant, Bishop David Oyedepo, he saw this scripture in Psalm 63, verse 8. He read it from A.W. Tozer's book, The Pursuit of God. And this scripture said, my soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. You see, when he read this scripture, God told him, the harder you seek me, the higher you fly in life. If you seek me high, you must fly high. And I just saw it. He said, my soul followeth hard after thee, thy right hand upholdeth. Holdeth me up. My soul followeth hard after you. At the end of that pursuing you hard, your right hand hold me up. Up, hold it. If God has taken you up and is holding you up, who can pull you down? That is why there are people, hatred can't bring them down, envy can't bring them down, bitterness can't bring them down, rubbish talk can't bring them down, aimless people who have nothing to do with their lives can't bring them down. Because what is holding them up is not man. What is holding them up is not even their energy. It's not their skill. What is holding them up is not their qualification. It's not their own expertise. The one that they are pursuing and chasing. Thy right hand holdeth me up. If you want him to hold you up, follow him hard. Let your pursuit not be a gentle one. Hard one. Let your pursuit not be a gengelious Christianity, psychedelic type, educated, civilized type, that doesn't know how to fast. Rain is falling, they can't come to church. Sit at home and watch television. Doesn't know what it means to pray for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. It's just everything easy. Easy come, easy go. But if you want him to hold you up, you must follow him hard. One man met me in the office some time ago. He used to work with NNPC in Jos in those days. He said he came to my office one day and I gave him a counsel. I was a young medical doctor. He said, I said to him, I need you to break through. So when you wake up in the morning, start speaking in tongues. Continue throughout the day. Say, anytime you catch yourself and you realize that you are not speaking in tongues, start again. Until you return back from the depot in the evening. He said he tried it small, but if he had followed that advice, he wouldn't be where he is now. That was the level of fire that we push people through in those days. My ministry is not growing. 3 days dry fast. Drink no water. 7 hours tongue every day. Minimum. You know, we had the first tongues of fire that came out of this ministry that we produced. We did a prayer session with the pastors then. That time, we were taking one prayer point an hour. That is, let's pray on so and so. The next time we'll call another prayer point is after 1 hour. Elephant is not fat by accident. And the eagle does not fly by accident. Am I speaking to somebody here? My soul followeth hard. I am looking for some people who will make up their mind to follow God hard and just ruggedize yourself in this season. I say, I'm tired of this psychedelic Christianity. Catch a devil and hit his head on the wall. I am
am not an experimental material where you come every night to oppress me. One day one of our children had fever. A few days old, also knew it. And she was, my wife had done everything, medical doctor wise and otherwise. The fever said, I said, go and sleep. Give me the child. Go and sleep. I placed that child on my bare chest. For the next 3 hours. It is fever versus fire. Hey! Let fever jam fire. After that, those hours, temperature was as normal as normal. Mother, carry your baby. Are you hearing what I'm saying today? People may call you mad. They may call you fanatic. They may call you extremist. Let them call you any name they want. It is Jesus you are following. There are those who are fanatic on the other side are cutting people's heads. Making life unbearable for people everywhere. They are setting the world on fire with the fire of hell. And we carry the fire of heaven. I want to sit down like ice block. Something is happening here. Something is happening here. Lift your right hand and say, Father, I am going to pursue you. Not gently anymore. Not psychedelically anymore. Not academically anymore. I'm pursuing you practically. I am pursuing you ruggedly. Somebody says he's in need of prayer. John Knox visited him. He said, you need prayer? Your spiritual life is not enough. I said, yes. All right, let's go and pray. He went, took him inside, locked the door, and knelt on the key. By the time they have prayed for about 8 or 9 or 10 hours, he asked the man, how do you feel? By the time they were out of that closet, the man didn't recover forever. But I don't think he invited Knox anymore. Hey! Concerning King Uzziah, the Bible said he sought God in the days of Zechariah. 2 Chronicles chapter 25 verse 6. He sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. 2 Kings 26:5. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah. That is, my soul followed hard. Who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. God took him up. He took him from the ground level. As long as he sought the Lord, as long as he pursued God, God lifted him up. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added. You are going to do other things. We are going to look at the other things on Sunday. But this is the basic, the pursuit of God. And number two, the possession of kingdom vision. The possession of kingdom vision. The possession of kingdom vision. You must possess kingdom vision. For example, why is it that majority of all those who speak in the political realm or financial realm or economic realm in most nations, including this one, majority, why are they that they are not people that you can call firebrand Bible holding Christians? If they were before, some of them have been bought with money. So bought with money, you think they are mad when they speak at times. When somebody is dressed normal today, and tomorrow is walking about naked, what do you think? Madness. Behavior changed. Our people say they shouldn't know one person twice. That is, they know you as a person that is a person, a gentleman in dignity. Next day, they know you are naked on the street. There are people, we have known them in this country in too many colors. Here today, there tomorrow, next tomorrow. Changing color more frequently than the chameleon. Why is it that we won't have sound people? Sound. This is a Bible-believing, rugged tongue talking child of God, a billionaire. You can't bribe him. He sits on top of his conglomerations of companies and corporations. You can't negotiate him away. He doesn't need you to do business. He's an authority figure in his nation. That is a challenge somebody will pick and say, God, I want to be that kind of person. That even the president of a nation will listen to what I have to say. There are billionaires around the world today that presidents invite. You need to possess the vision. Not the vision of I want to be big and influential and a star. But the vision of, Lord, this is what I want to be for you. David prayed in Psalm 122 and in verse 9, I believe. He said, because of the house of my God, I will seek your good. Do me good for the sake of your house. Lord, do me well. Take me up for the sake of your house. Stand up on your feet. Let me tell you two things, what I meant by kingdom vision. And I'll tell you, stand up on your feet, everybody. Because what is not in your heart, God will never put in your hand. When we came into ministry newly, I saw many things in ministry and I reacted. Number one, most ministries you could identify who was the sponsor. That is, this is the ministry. This is the main man behind there. It was well known. It was clear to everybody that this is the main person. If he doesn't give, that church will not succeed. I said to myself, no way. No one man can pocket kingdom assignment. So if the man is angry, church doesn't hold. So from day one till Jesus comes, this ministry doesn't have one traceable sponsor. All of us, we are givers, including the speaker. Number two, I saw that until a big anointed man of God comes into town, there are some crowd that is not, couldn't be seen, and some miracles that couldn't happen. That is, with all due respect, Benny Hinn or Rehad Bunky or any of these people, they must come before a deaf can hear, or a blind can see, or a lame can walk, or a crowd can gather. Then I said, then I'm useless. It reminded me of the case of the man of God in Judah, the old prophet in Bethel, that was in Bethel, yet God sent a young man from somewhere to go and do the work that the man in town could not do. What's my relevance if souls are dying? Until those people come, they won't be saved. People are in problem. They are in affliction. They have pain. Until those people come, they will not be healed. Here am I, Lord. We stepped here and we said, we came in here with a revival mandate. That was number two. Number three. And all the things I told you was by virtue of kingdom vision. Lord, I'm not looking for crowd for me. I don't want people healed to make a name. But I feel very useless if people are in need of help and I am helpless.
And I say, that is my work. How can I claim that God sent me? And God is not standing beside me to confirm that he sent me.
And then I realized that deep songs that can touch and heal. Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Until we go 200 to 300 years back, we are unable to access such songs. The new ones that are coming may have a lot of entertainment in it, but not depth. Lyrical depth, zero. In most cases. Impact on lives, scarce. Then one day, I wanted to do one of the old songs. I won't tell you the name of the song, but one deep song that I liked that moved me all the time I sang it. We began to look for the original copyright owner of the song. We found the copyright owner, so we contacted them. I want to do this song, and we need a copyright permission to do the song. They say, how many copies of CD? I say, maybe about 5,000 or 10,000. Then they told us an amount to pay, which is okay. So we're going to pay, but I know that this song, the first printing will be out. We might need to do more CDs. What will we do in that case? It's okay, we'll call them back for renegotiation. I say, what? Now, the original writer of that song has gone since. These are other people now who are so-called copyright owners and say, every time, if the CDs have expired and you want to do more, come back and let us negotiate how much to pay. I say, Lord, I need song that carry the kind of weight this one carry. That I wouldn't need to pay for. That will bless my generation and my world. That pushed me into God. And then like a flow of water. In the dreams, the songs will come. In at my table praying, the songs will come. Somebody sent me a message. He said that he just escaped an accident. He was almost dead. While I was thanking God for him, the song came. I hail you, my preserver. I hail you, my life giver. You can never be taken unawares. I was sitting on my study table. Somebody just sent me how he escaped from an accident. And I was worshiping God and humming. And then, nothing about me takes you by surprise. You are my. And then it came like a flood of water. Today I restrained receiving songs. I restrained it. Because the ones that are available haven't gone out. If I was to be open 5-10 a day, that is deliberate. The Bible says the spirit of the subject of the prophet is subject to the prophet. Do you understand what I'm talking about? That is what I mean by possessing kingdom vision for anything. Lord, I am looking for this, not because I am needing this, like Samuel's mother. I know you need a prophet. Give me a son and I will give you a prophet. Father, take me to the top and I will be your voice. Take me to the top and my money will build churches, will send missionaries to the mission field. Father, take me to the top. And the gospel cannot suffer where I am. Father, take me to the top. Are you ready, people? I've spoken so much tonight. Lift up your hands and give the Lord the praise. Lift up your hands and give the Lord the praise tonight. Give the Lord the praise tonight. Father, thank you. 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 Let us separate si ke du galaga ya da 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 hasara. Ya ta se ke fete ke ke zagola ya hadara. Le parada gaga ya da gaga la hosadi gaga ya lo hosada. Reta se ke fete ke ke si da gaga ya da hosada. Let us si paranage so pero te kosakadina. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. In Jesus' precious name. Say it louder, amen.
Lift your hands everywhere. Your two hands up and place your right hand on your chest. And say after me and say, Father,
Father,
I've come before you today.
I ask
that you place in my heart fresh passion for you. The grace to pursue you afresh. I receive it now. Say fresh hunger for you. I receive now. Fresh hunger for you. Fresh passion
for you.
I receive it now. Open your mouth and pray. Jesus' precious name. Lift your two hands and speak to God and say, Father,
make me
a positive influence
for your kingdom
in my generation.
Try me, Lord.
Raise me, Lord.
And make me, Lord,
to become
a positive influence
for the kingdom
of God
in my generation.
Again, Father,
make me
a positive influence
for the kingdom of God
in my generation.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
open your mouth and pray.
Jesus,
so shall it be. Lift up your hands everywhere. Father, thank you. Adonai, thank you. I want to quickly give a call for everyone who is saying, Pastor, I need to surrender my life to Jesus tonight. Seek first the kingdom of God. I want to make that practical in my life. Wherever you are, pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. You pray that prayer, quickly pick your Bibles and bags and rush to the front here. While they are coming forward, the communion officers can take their position. Quickly, quickly come forward. Please, the rest be seated.
Lord, I give you my heart.
I'll give you the count of seven. Come and surrender your life to Jesus. One. Anywhere you are, you need
rededication to Jesus. You've given your life to Christ before, but you slip back into the world. Or an addiction, smoking, drinking, negative lifestyle is depriving you of living for God, and that will jeopardize your life and eternity with God in heaven. Anywhere you are, you want to make it right with God, quickly again, step forward here. I'll give you the count of seven to quickly come forward. Rededicate your life to Jesus. One.
Jesus.
Two.
Day after day.
Three.
I live for Jesus.
Let God work
me. The Holy Spirit. I will obey. I live for Jesus. Day after day. I live for Jesus.
Oh, I live for Jesus. Give the Lord the praise. Hallelujah. While you receive the communion, those of you in the front, place your hand on your chest and pray after me. Please don't take the communion until we pray over them. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray that hold of sin broken and grace to live for God be released upon you.